would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church. Our radio this morning is being sponsored by Kathy and Mark Smallwood in honor of Jack's birthday. If you are blessed by this radio ministry and would like to help support it, your gifts would be greatly appreciated. It can be sent to Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. Our special music this morning by our choir is Trust and Obey. A Woman's Place for Such a Time as This by Pastor Angel Abishar.
Good morning. I believe I should have titled this message A Proverbs 31 Woman for Such a Time as This. A woman's place conjures up a memory of being told to remain barefoot and pregnant, which there's nothing wrong with being barefoot and pregnant. If that is available to you and that is what you choose. I have always loved the woman described in Proverbs 31. However, she intimidates me just a little bit. I mean, after all, who can do all those things and hold to all of those standards? She is amazing because she is God's clear-cut example of a righteous woman, wife, and mother. Many of the points here describe any woman, married, mother, or not. In just a few minutes, we're going to go over some of her characteristics, not verse by verse, but virtue by virtue. Some women compare themselves to the Proverbs 31 woman and wind up feeling just a wee bit inadequate. This is King Lemuel's word perfect picture of a woman, and it is what was instructed for young men to find a wife of this character in that day. But women today must know that they are full of worth in God's eyes. That's what we base ourselves on. Not what we do for a living, not what size we are, not what type of clothing we wear, not how rich we are, not what position of prominence our husband holds, but our worth is based upon how we know the Father sees us in His eyes. Our worth is based upon knowing that we are daughters of the Most High God, that we share an inheritance with Christ Jesus. That being said, there are many ways that we can hold to a godly standard. Today's Proverbs 31 woman is no longer expected to turn flax into cloth. Today, she need not purchase food from merchant ships, as they have brought that food to Kroger or JC's, and we can go shop there. Amen, ladies? Amen. Today, we don't usually plant and harvest the fields by ourselves, but we need to be internally grateful to the farming families who do and take care of us. They are becoming fewer and fewer. A woman is not always afforded the opportunity to stay home and raise her family, though if this is her choice and she is afforded that opportunity, it is a blessing. Either way about it, how a woman goes about children and seeding into the lives of her grandchildren and other children around her completely and totally changes society. Nowadays, we have a lot of children that because a single mom or a family without means and both mom and dad need to work, have children who are raising themselves, who are latchkey children. This is where we, the church, can come in and help to support these families. This is where we can all be spiritual moms, mentors to the mothers that are struggling. And by doing so, we completely change society. Listen up, guys, because this might be King Lemuel dream woman, but many of the characteristics that we're going to go over are for you as well. And you are called to love your wife as Christ has loved the church. All guys want a woman who can do it all and make them feel like they are king. But are you willing to lay down your lives for your wife? Are you willing to pray for her daily? Are you willing to cover her with your prayers and lift her up with your support? Because that's what you are called to do as a husband. Our marriages, our relationships with our children, and our relationships with others are modeled off biblical principles. And you men make a huge difference in the lives of your children and in the lives of those in society that have no male influence. Just you spending 5 to 10 minutes a week talking to the girl next door that has no father figure and no safe men in her life can change her life. So remember that. Remember that when you're talking to your wife, to your grandchildren, and to other children around you, the presence that you hold in their lives is worth more than gold. It is said that a woman of her worth is worth more than rubies. Well, you men also seed into the lives of others. Trustworthiness. Her husband has full confidence of her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. A major part of any relationship, especially the marital relationship, is one of trust. This, ladies, that we don't walk around complaining about husbands. This means that if we go shopping and we buy a dress, bring some shoes, we don't tuck them away in the closet and not mention it to our husbands. They have to be trust us fully, just as we need to be able to rely upon them. And flax and works with eager hands. Basically, now most of us can't do this day and age. I can sew a pants up, and that is it. I can't do anything past that. My hat is off to you, ladies, that sew. I think it is an amazing. And I am so sorry that a lot of schools have taken home ec out, because that is a skill that we all need to have. What this refers to is her eagerness. She selects the best for her family. She selects nice colors, cloth that is comfortable within their budget. And she does so without complaining. Purposeful and savvy, says some translations. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. You know, when I first read this, I thought it meant she cooked all kinds of exotic dishes from everywhere. And I can't hold a candle to that, because there's maybe 10 that I do fairly well, and past that, not so well. But I read a commentary. And what it really means is that she planned well ahead. You know, sometimes we drive to Big Lots or some other store because what we're buying is on sale there. The Proverbs 31 woman looks to save money. She looks to make sure that the household budget stretches and still present pleasing foods. Sacrificial or just plain responsible. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. This is where I say, you know, a lot of the Old Testament still has value for us, but it is contextual. Because I don't know about you, Mary Ellen, but I don't have any servants. Carolyn, do you? No? I was going to see if you'd lend me one or two, you know? And I'm probably not the one to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I always have risen before my children and before my husband and gotten things ready. They say that you kiss sleeping goodbye when you have children. I'm sure if we were to ask Taylor and Taylor today that they would agree with that, as would their husbands, Christopher and Big T, that when you have a child, sleeping kind of goes out the window because that little baby takes precedence over all. I see a nod back there. It doesn't stop when they're a baby. As they get older, they get sick and they cry for mama. As they get older, they have dreams and they cry for mama. Our lives become dominated by the young children. in our lives, as we can see. But I don't know any mother anywhere that would trade 1 minute of the precious time with their children for anything in the world. She is diligent. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Well, we don't really make our earnings by a vineyard anymore. And I would say if we're going to buy a field in this day and age, we probably better be taking our husband's opinion into consideration and talking to him about it. This simply describes a good business practice. Being frugal with money, making sure that all the bills are paid, and taking care of the things that need to be taken care of at home. Physically capable, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. I think this scripture does indeed reflect upon what is said above about diligence. But it also talks about making sure that we take care of ourselves physically, something that I am working on right now. Disciplined, she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. The distaff is something that keeps all of the cloth gathered up together. And women, is that not what we do? I have never met a woman who does not hold the household and the family together. We have the ability to work well within relationships. Our men are fantastic providers and protectors. And we all have different gifts, but in general, women have the relational skills. They are the ones who keep people coming back. They are the ones that keep family bound together. They are the ones that will and soothe their husband's nerves. They are the ones that when something breaks out in the family, will try to bring it back together. We women have amazing gifts all on our own. I enjoy being a woman. I love being a pastor. But I believe in what the Bible says, that my husband is indeed the spiritual head of our household. I might be the senior pastor here, but I don't rule over any of the men. The men in leadership here are in partnership with me. As a matter of fact, I place them above me because pastors come and go. And you all are the church. Your church family will continue for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years past the time that I am gone. But while I am here, I work in tandem with my leadership. I am called by my bishop and by God to provide leadership, to oversee in the church. But mostly I'm called to pastor, to shepherd, to relate. And I can do that very well as a woman. Nowadays we have a feminist mindset in our society, and I hope I don't step on any toes here. But I have a problem with that. That's not how God created us to be. When we women deny our men opportunity to open a door, pull out a chair, treat us as if we are cherished by doing things around the house, we strip from them their pride. We strip from them their God intended nurturing, because that's how they nurture and cherish us. Women are made one way, men are made another way. We find all kinds in between. But in general, a man is always the spiritual spiritual head of the household, whether or not he knows as much about the Bible as a woman does. My husband knows as much as what I do. He is not gifted in some of the areas that I am gifted in. But we run in tandem in those areas. And ladies, that is the way God has designed us to be. I'm going to go ahead and say the submissive word. In this country, in this day and age, women balk at the submissive word. I'm not going to be submissive to anyone. But if you would truly read what is in Ephesians, it tells us women that we submit to our husband. We respect him, whether or not we agree. We respect him and his spiritual authority in the house. We include him in decision making. He should include us in decision making. But more importantly, we submit to him because he is our cover. He is as Jesus was to the church. He would lay his life down if it came to it. And you know, I don't know too many husbands that wouldn't say that they would lay their life down for their wife. You got to be careful what day you catch them on, just like what day you catch us on. But men, when they are in their position, their God-given position of authority, treated with respect, loved and well cared for, there is nothing that they would not do for their wives. And the Bible calls us to submit to them, and the Bible calls them to submit to us. We are called to submit one unto another. The husband is called to treat his wife as Jesus treats the bride, us, the church. The wife is called to view her husband as the spiritual head of the household and place him in a position of authority. Don't misunderstand me, ladies. I'm not saying we bat our eyes at guys and get them to do every little handyman thing that we need done, because we're pretty capable on our own. We know how to nail a nail in the wall. We know how to do quite a few things, and we should keep doing that. We should never manipulate our husbands. But when he reaches for a door to open for us, when he pulls out a chair, when he treats us as if we are the gentler sex, we should cherish that, because that is his God-given nature. And when we take any of that away from him, we are teaching him to treat us differently. Compassionate. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. I love how that is worded, because it shows that she is not just charitable, but that she uses her hands and feet to go and care for the needy. She sends clothes, she sends canned goods, things that have been saved. But she also comes alongside of, when a woman has a baby, we tend to go alongside of and make sure that all of her needs are taken care of, so that she has time to stay down and bond with that baby and with her family. Prepared. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She has had the foresight to be ready for anything. And ladies, you know we gotta be, because Indiana is bipolar. One minute we're going to have sunshine, the next minute we're going to have rain, and the next minute it might snow, whether it's May, June, or July. It could be as calm and still as all get out. And then comes a thunderstorm or the lights go out. So we need to be prepared for anything. In the back of my car in the winter, I keep a shovel, cat litter, a blanket, boots, clothing for other people who may stop and help me, and because I'm not so good at digging, I keep several pieces of cardboard to shove up underneath my tires so that I possibly maybe get out of the snow. Sometimes I still have to have Mark dig me out. Tidy and elegant, she makes coverings for the bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. She may not necessarily be trendy or rock the most expensive clothes, but all of her children and her husband are dressed and clean. Supportive and submissive. Listen, ladies, her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. A husband is lifted up when he knows his wife respects him, and a wife feels loved when the man cherishes her. Thereby, us ladies are to lift our husbands up inside the house, and most importantly, outside in public. We make sure that we say nothing negative. We make sure that we support him, and we make sure that he feels not only that support, but that we honestly mean the things we're saying. Humble. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. In other words, she is continually hard at work in order to make a profit. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her works have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gate. Each and every one of us are called to be God-fearing women. All of our homes have different situations. I've seen the roles switch where the wife works and the husband stays home and takes care of the children. And that is to be respected in their household as well. But the most beautiful thing that any man can find in a woman, where it is said that her worth is more than rubies, is her love for God and her desire to please God alone. I have a prayer that I would like to read for you ladies to sit back and think about it. And gentlemen, I would highly suggest that you begin praying this prayer or another over your wives daily, because the best thing you can do for your marriage, for your household, and for future generations is to make sure that your wife spends time talking to Jesus and that your wife places God first, then you, and then the children. Dear Father, I can do nothing without you. I come before you, asking for you to be glorified in me. Please help me to be a virtuous and trustworthy woman who does my husband or future husband good all the days of my life. Please give me a heart that delights to work and show me how to manage my time and priorities in a way that honors you above all else. Father, Yahweh, please show me how I should spend and give the money that you have given me, and please give me the strength to serve you with all my heart. Please break my heart for what breaks yours, so that I can reach out to the poor and needy. Thank you that you are near to the one crushed and bruised in spirit, and that you lift up the poor and needy. Help me to dress and behave myself in a way that is becoming and glorifying to you. I want to laugh at the future without fear, growing in my faith in you every day. Help me to speak wise and kind words, and not to eat the bread of idleness, but to rise up in action for your kingdom. Help me continue to serve and bless my family, my church, and my community as a woman who fears you and you alone. Thank you for your amazing grace. I love you. And it is signed, Sisters on Our Knees. One thing that I know for sure, however different we might be as mothers, grandmothers, mentors, spiritual mothers, we all must spend time talking to Jesus first.